Are you looking for your miracle? Is there something you've been praying for, something you've been believing for, but still haven't seen it? Maybe you don't even know if you can believe in a God you can't see with your eyes. So to believe, maybe you feel like you need to see a miracle. God needs to do something to really show you He's real. Let me ask you this. How many times have you been looking for your phone only to find it in your hand? What about those times you're looking for your glasses and they are on your head? We look and search and wonder only to find what we're looking for has been there all along, maybe even right in front of us, but we missed it. Miracles are the same way. Have you ever almost had a wreck, a near-miss moment you look back and wonder, how did that truck not hit me? I had one not long ago, and every time I drive by that intersection, I thank God for another day. Several years ago, my youngest daughter and I were in a wreck. I drive by that intersection and thank God for another day. We wake up with air in our lungs and a beat in our heart, and we miss the miracle of the very life we are given each new day because we're too focused on the struggle around us. But what if we took a closer look to see what seems like adversity and heartache could actually be opportunities in our life? The miracle could be right in front of you, waiting for you to see it through your circumstance. Scripture is full of the miracles of God. We see God over and over display His power, His glory, His provision, His mercy, and His unrelenting love, pursuit, and protection for His people, even though over and over again they would take it for granted or soon forget all He had done. God made a way where there was no way. Armies were defeated. The sun and moon stood still. The lions' mouths were closed. Jesus, born of a virgin in Bethlehem, crucified, buried, and raised to life again. You may say, yeah, I haven't seen all of that. I wasn't there in the pages of the Old and New Testament. Yeah, me either. But I've seen enough miracles in my life of God working all things for my good in His time, making a way where there was no way and providing for me and opening doors for me. I simply look into the eyes of my girls and know I am seeing miracles. And so I do believe. The Apostle Thomas followed Jesus throughout His earthly ministry. Yet when he heard the news and witnesses of His resurrection, he doubted. After all he had witnessed Jesus do, still, he would only believe if he could see and touch Jesus. John 20:25. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in His hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into His side, I will not believe." A week later, His disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then He said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to Him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I don't know what miracle you're praying for. I know God loves you and He is with you. Don't be afraid of your circumstance. Surrender it all to Jesus. He wants you to stop doubting and believe, just like He told Thomas. The miracles of all God has for you and wants to do in your life have nothing to do with what you think you deserve to see. The miracle of this day may be right in front of you, or it could be God giving you one more chance to say, "I believe." That's the truth. Don't miss your miracle. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. I'm Lori Klein.